Baba Kama, Paragimel Mishnah Gimel. Hamoitzi es Tivnoi bes Kashay Dershusa Rabim Lizvolim. This is a similar idea to what we had in the previous Mishnah, where we're talking about somebody is allowed to take out Tevin Vikasha things that when you put them out and people step on them, they decompose and then they turn into very good fertilizer, Zevel. So here he put them out, Dershusa Rabim. They're decomposing, the Lamaisa, they're very slippery. So somebody trips. Vuhuzak Bohen Acher. Chayv ben Iskoy, v'kol ha'koydim behem zocher. This is a Tesefis din over here, that when somebody puts something out b'shus harabim betzim, he wants to hold on to it. It's valuable material, but since he's putting it in a place that's mazik, Chazal made it similar to the classic bor, which is a pit that he digs that he's not holding on to. And v'keret the knas ha'toyrah is that the Torah put it into his rishus. So over here, the Torah is mafkia his bailus. And Mamela kol hakoydim behem zoicha, anybody's allowed to be zoicha. Anybody who picks it up is zoicha. And Faker, he's chayiv, even though Chazal took it away from him, Chazal didn't leave it without the din of bor that he could be chayiv, even though it doesn't belong to him. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel alayim, kol hamekalkin b'shus harabim v'ziku chayovin l'shalim. Anybody who puts a takolo b'shus harabim, v'hiziku, and he's chayiv, and he's mazik, so then chayov and l'shalom. The knech over here that Rishon Gamliel is saying is that the Tanakama was assuming, and that's where the knas is called kodem bem zocho, that he wasn't allowed to put it out to shusar rabim. Rishon Gamliel is saying even ba'ofin where he's allowed to, l'mais is somebody who puts something in the shusar rabim that can be mazik is chayv l'shalom, but kol kodem bem zocho. Now the truth of the matter is that we have this musig in Mishnah Beis by Shvichas Mayim, and over there it's Mavur, we discussed that the Gemara says that he's allowed to pour Mayim. V'afilohochi is Chayv ben Iskoy. In this Mishnah, it sounds like it's Betzim al-Chamachlok is Tanakam and Rishim Gamlil. You have to be soisim that faket al-Loch is Rishim Gamlil. And that's normally the case whenever we have a Machlok is Rishim Gamlil with a Chachomim, the al-Loch is Kir Rishim Gamlil. So in Mele, v'shtei don the Mishnah, the al-Loch is Taka like we had, the stomach of the Mishnah in Mishnah Beis, that the chiv bor does not depend on doing something wrong. And it's true that putting it out b'shus harabim, even if he's allowed to, b'lamaisa kol hakoydim behem zocho. Maisa Tosu says that the Mishnah doesn't mean kipshuta kol hakoydim behem zocho on every case of kol hamekalkin b'shus harabim v'ziku chayov l'shalom. No. Where he's b'shus, avada, there's no knas, they didn't take it away from him. He's allowed to put it out there and it decomposes and he's allowed to do that and it stays in his b'shus. But L'maisi his chayiv. So the words over here, kol hakoydim behem zocho, is if he leaves it after the time when people generally leave out the kash v'teven in order to decompose. Ha'hoifach es ha'golol b'shus ha'rabim. Somebody walks by glolim from a behemah, zevel shel behemah, which is also valuable fertilizer. B'shus ha'rabim, if it's b'shus ha'rabim, v'huzak behem acher chayiv ben iskoy. What it means over here is that it was lying hefker, it dropped from the animal. Lemaisa, it's something that somebody who needs fertilizer for his field, and the best fertilizer in his field is manure, so he's going to pick it up. Hoifich doesn't mean a regular picking up, l'chayru. It doesn't mean that he picked it up mamish, otherwise it would say higpia. And this needs a little bit of a hesber. What comes out from the Mefarshim, this is Gebayit on the Gemara Dav Chof Tes, the Tes Yom that brings Chalokim of the Cheshbainis, is that it goes like this. If a person would pick up these Glolim that are slippery and somebody could trip on them, and he would pick them up three Tvachim, that means they're no longer on the ground. Three Tvachim is considered still Shaykh to the ground. Like you have a Halach of Lovud in Halachs of Seyde Moed, like Abbe Erevin and Sukkah. Three Tvachim is still considered on the ground. Memela, if he picks it up three tvachim, it's off the ground. The bor is no longer. The glolim are not on the ground. If he then puts it down, even if he didn't mean to be zoicha, he's creating a bor b'shus harabim. He's chayv even without kavana l'skoyz. The knech of the Mishnah is ha'hoifich is ha'golo. We're talking about that he picked it up less than three tvachim. So b'etzim, it's still on the ground. The bor is still here. He didn't create a new bor. The only reason why he's chayv on a bar that existed before he ever walked down the street is only because now he was koine and it's mamayne. Remember, a bar doesn't have to be mamayne. and he can be chayiv for making the bor, but if the bor belongs to him, he's chayiv even without actually making the bor, which is the halacha of the chalokim of kad that broke, that we learned in the first Mishnah, in the Perek. So we're talking about over here, he picked it up less than three tvachim. Tosfos Yom Tov adds a piece from Rishon, the Gemara on Daf Lamed, that Be'etzem, there's a shita, when we learned Kedusha in the end of the first Perek, not so long ago, we learned that there's a kinyan called Akbo. If a person wants to be koine, Reuven wants to be koine chevetz from Shimon. If he wants to be koine by picking it up, it's an apple, so he picks it up. How high does he have to pick it up? At least 3 tefachim from the ground. That's only if Reuven's being koine from Shimon. Masha'enken, if Reuven's being koine from Hefker, the etzim taking possession of it, even though it's still on the ground, would also be called. He's not removing it. There's no hafkor from the Rishus of Yanim. He's just picking it up and he's being zoich in it. There the kinyan takes place. Even if he picked it up, pachs megimel tvachim. Memelo over here, he's hoifich. He's not magbia. He picked it up less than gimel tvachim. Without being koine, he wouldn't be chayiv because the bor is an existing bor that he didn't dig. He's chayiv because he's koine. Now it's mamoinoi. And that's why he's chayiv. Mishnah Dal. Shnei kadon shoy mahalchen zeh acha zeh. Two potters, they're always carrying stacks of pottery, of klei cheres, and they're going one after another, they're walking, they're making deliveries. Before we learned that there's a machlekes where the nitkal is a pesheya. Over here, the first one was a klotz. He fell down. Lemaisa, he's just sitting there. He had time to move aside, or to get up and move away. And Lamaisa v'nitka l'hasheni barishin, the second tripped over the first. Harishin chai v'nitzke sheni. Now the musik over here seems straightforward, but it needs a little bit hesper. The reason why the first one could be chai v'nitzke sheni is l'chayra. If you say nitka pashaya, so it's pashit. He's a pashaya for falling, for tripping, so that he's chai on the second one falling over him. The second one certainly not chai on tripping over the first. However, let's say you hold nitka lav pesheh. So you have to add what we just said. That we're talking about the yesh boy shows kidei lamoid. He has enough time to get up and move away. And that memela would render him a mazik klapi the second one. So what's the chiddush? L'chayit is advarim pshutim. The chiddush is over here. This is the first time we've had that a human being could be a bor. He's considered a bor. A bor is inanimate in the ground. A chayfitz on the ground. A person could be a bor. That's chiddush number one. There's an even bigger chiddush over here that the Rishonim stress. Rabban, the Balamor, and Tosfos are busy with this nekuda. The Rishonim understand for a davar pashut that if Reuven saw Shimon walking down the street and Reuven quickly crouched on the floor in order that Shimon should fall over him and take a fall and break an arm, then that doesn't have a din of a bar. That's other mamazik. What's the difference if other mamazik is he pushed somebody or he crouched on the floor that somebody should fall over him and break his arm? It's other mamazik. This Mishnah is saying dinim of bor, and there's a very big chiluk. We spoke out in Perek Aleph, and we'll learn in Yitzhak Hashem again in Perek Hay, that the gzeras hakosov of a bor b'shus harabim is not a regular other mamazik. The same way Shor has its distinct dinim, tam, muid, shen v'regal b'shus harabim. Eish, we'll see, also has halach. It's not a regular mazik. Or the mamazik, it has a din of tomun bo'eish. We'll learn it's Hashem later on. Bor also has a din that the baal abor is chayiv on the hezek of a person who trips or a behemah, but he's not chayiv on the kelim. So over here, when the second one falls over the first, the Mishnah is saying it has a din of a bor. He's chayiv on the hezek to the person who fell over him, but not on the packages that the second person is carrying. The second person that tripped over him tripped, and whatever he's carrying in his hands went flying. He's not chayiv on the kelim. Odom v'loy kelov. It's bor. Why is it Odom amazik? Explain the Rishon. That if he crouched down b'kavona, so then we can look at him as being mazik b'yadayim, even though he's in a stationary position. Masha'enkin, if the falling was not his fault, he fell. Especially if nitkal lav pesheya, even if nitkal pesheya, it's a pesheya only for a takola. It's not called the adma mazik. He wasn't trying to be mazik. He's a klutz. He fell. that would not be considered an active Maisa Mazik. It's called creating a takolo. He therefore is not an Adam Mazik, but the Adam over here is not more than a Bar B'Shus HaRabim, and he's Chayv as such. That's the Nekuda of the Mishnah.